Hello, welcome everybody to Sticks and Bones. My name is Hector. This will be episode 11. On this episode, I'm going to be speaking a little bit more. I'm going to continue speaking a little bit about readings and consultations. Every consultation that people have, everybody's different. They all have different problems they want resolved. I'm going to give you a story on the person I read last week. She was a lady that came she got a hold of me through another person that had, I already had, did a consultation with her. And so she was like referred to me by somebody else. And so this lady called me and then she gave me a little story about her. She said she was been going to the hospital and to the doctor because she's been having a lot of stomach pains and the doctors can't figure out what it is. And she's still in a lot of pain and she just... So what I did is I made a choice. I called her back up and I told her, hey, you know what, since you've been in and out of the hospitals, let's do this reading. We can do it over the phone, which is pretty much the same thing. All I really need is your name and we can do everything through the phone. So she said okay, and then the next day she didn't call, and it took a few days for her to actually call me and just do the consultation. So it was kind of a struggle for her, because the reason is she grew up Catholic, she went to church, she has her beliefs, and her beliefs are really embedded in her head, and that's what's a lot of times I was exactly where she was at before I found out about this religion, and I was really hard hit. I didn't want to know about it. I didn't want nothing to do with it. I was warned about it. So I was just didn't. But the thing with me is just, I'm a type of person that I'll question stuff. You know, there's a lot of people like from Mexico, for example. I'm not saying all Mexicans, just for example, there's a lot of people from Mexico that I deal with, and these people are very, how can I say, they're very to their ways. They're not, I guess they're not raised to question stuff. And they just, hey, whatever my parents say, whatever my teacher says, whatever the priest says, that's what I'm gonna go with, and that's that. And they never question stuff. I'm not saying everybody, but the majority of the people that I've dealt with, that I know they're raised in Mexico, they're very, it's the way, this is the way it is, and that's the only way, there's no other way. I always question, that's why I gave myself, I opened the door to this religion, because I questioned it, I gave it a chance, and, I've been doing good ever since, so I like to question stuff. So this lady here, back to the lady, she finally called me, and then I started reading her, and she was like, I started telling her, hey, you got some stuff, you got some bad energy around your house, and I told her, there's like a spirit there in your house that either passed away inside your house or around your house. And she's like, no, I don't know nothing about this. And I'm like, okay, so this spirit is, it's very bothered. It's not a calm spirit. So this spirit is a spirit that wakes somebody up in your house. And I told her, are you married? She's like, well, I've been with my boyfriend for 20 years. So, okay. And do you have kids? And she's like, yes, I have two boys. And I was like, okay, so somebody in the house can't sleep. I don't know who it is. It's not you. And she said, no. And then I said, maybe one of your kids, maybe your husband. And she's like, no, well, my husband's right here on the, I guess he was just right next to her. And I told her, okay, so she said, no, everybody can sleep. Everything's fine. So I said, okay. And then I said, just remember, like I tell everybody, remember, this is when you consult with the Tatanganga, it's the consultation, whatever comes out, it could be either past, present, or future. So keep that in mind all the time. Just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It will happen, or you can prevent stuff like from happening. So we keep going on the reading, and I tell her a couple personal stuff, this and that. So I'm getting her ear now. And then I told her again, are you sure somebody? And then she's just like, you know what? It's me. I'm the one that I keep waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's been like this for, you know, a few weeks now. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it was you. Like I said in the other episode about readings, you know, don't be embarrassed. Whatever comes out has to come out for a reason. You know, I guess this lady was kind of embarrassed, and then I caught her slipping a little bit. She said it was her that couldn't sleep. So that spirit, we figured that spirit is bugging her. The reason why that spirit is bugging her, because this lady was born as a spiritista. And what that means is that she has her third eye open. And I told her, you can see spirits. She said, no. I said, you can feel them. She said, no. I said, you can hear them. She said, no. So throughout the consultation, we're talking about this. I changed the subject. And then she's like, well, something wakes me up. And then I see this, I see that, and then I hear this. So I'm like, okay, so you could. She was just like denying everything from the beginning. And then little by little, she broke. She like, I guess I had to tell her more about herself in order for her to open up to me. So she did. She opened up to me. She told me everything. She says she sees spirits. They wake her up, and you know, she don't know what to do. And I said, okay, so what you need to do is, the thing is that, okay, sometimes people like yourself are born with it's called a don. You're born with a gift from Nsambi. Nsambi gave you a gift that you can see. You're a medium. The word medium means that you're in the middle. You're in the middle between life with the people that are alive, and you're in the middle of with the people that are spirit. So you're in between. You're a medium. You can speak with the mediums. I'm sorry. You can speak with the spirits and speak with the people that are here in Toto, in the world, that are alive. So you're a medium. You're here to help. You're here. Your mission here is to help people that can't see, can't hear. You're here to guide people. Let me add, this lady, she's in her 40s. So she's up in age. And then I told her, okay, so what it is you have a spirit that when you were born, the spirit's been protecting you since you were born. And this spirit, when this spirit was alive, she used to read cards. She used to, she was very spiritual. She had a lot of people come to her, and she would read people's cards and help them. And she would do a lot of spiritual work. Brujeria, you could call it. And when I told her brujeria, she got really scared. I'm like, okay, let me explain to you what brujeria is. Brujeria is like, say you come to me and I'm cleaning you, that's brujeria, but that's good brujeria. Now, if you come to me and you want to mess somebody up, that's bad brujeria. And I explained to her the way the world works, positive, negative energies, day and night is the same thing. And Nsambi created the world with two energies as a balance to the world. And that's what it is. So she was like really, really interested in everything. So I had her do a couple things. My Nganga pretty much told me to just don't do nothing for her. She has to do it all herself. So she was born with the spirit, and the spirit is already the spirit that was she was a spirit. She was a spiritista when she was alive. One of her ancestors, she was. And I try to explain to her, okay, look, so sometimes when you're in the world here and you have that don, you have that gift from Nsambi, you're led in your life, you're led to people that'll help you start doing your spiritual stuff. So what happened with you is, since, you know, you're at the age you're at right now, I'm sure throughout your life, you just kept like, no, I don't want to do that. No, no, no. So what happened is, with you, you go to the doctor. Your spirit, they got you sick. So you can go to the doctor and figure out the doctor can't do nothing for you. And you're still sick. You're still in pain. You're still sick. You're still in pain. And what happened is, you reached out to your friend that knew me, that had came to me, and that person told you to come to me. So I can tell you that that spirit that was born with you exists, and that spirit wants you to work. Spiritismo is not, it's not Palo, it's not my religion. Spiritismo is working with spirits. You read people, you read cards, you do misas and stuff like that. It's not Palo, it's I'm not sure if it's a religion, but I know there's spiritistas. There's people that are spiritistas. And that's all they do. They don't work Palo. They don't work Lukumi. They're not Ifa. They're not nothing. They just help people, guide people. So like if anybody wants a misa, you go to a spiritista, a medium, and they'll do a misa to you, and then they'll tell you what your ancestors are looking from you, or what you need to do, or they guide you if you're in trouble, if you're in danger. You know, and then they send you to a gangulero so you can, you know, if say, for example, you can have a car accident. So you go to the gangulero does a good limpia, he consults you, does a good limpia to you, like that you won't have a big car accident. You just have a little fender bender or something, you know, to where you're not going to die or that's the way pretty much this works. So this, my ganga was telling me about this girl that she really needs to be a spirit. It's already time. Her spirit got her sick so she can go to the doctor and figure out doctors can't help her. So she can go to a gangulero, which is me, and I could guide her to a spiritista. So she can work, so she can do her mission in life. So this, I gave her, you know, I told her to do her bóveda, and I went on Amazon and I showed her some books so she can buy and start reading. And I showed her how to pray, you know, Our Father in front of bóveda, how to clean herself. I mean, she had brujería on her, and she had her spirit getting her sick. So her spirit told me. My ganga told me that her spirit says that she's the one that's getting her sick so she can do what she has to do in her mission in life. And I told her, and the lady's like kind of confused, and I'm like, you're not going to get fixed by it. She goes, how is this pain going to go away? And I'm like, this is how the pain's going to go away. I understand you don't believe me, and I understand it's hard for you to understand, to comprehend, because I understand 100% because you have to just right now unlearn everything that your religion has taught you, and just you have to believe me because there's no other remedy for you. There's no doctor out there that's gonna help you, man. You're just gonna get on painkillers and that's it. That'll kill you after a while. So your only remedy is to start developing as a spiritista, as a medium. Once you start doing that, the spirit that walks with you, she's gonna heal you, and you're gonna walk the spirit life. You're gonna get healthy again. And she was all for it, bro. She was all for it. Everything was going good. She called me up the next day. She's like, "Hey, Hector," and then because I know she felt like everything I told her in the reading, like she was like, she knows that things were happening to her, and she's probably figured, how do you know? You know, what my ganga was telling me. So. She started buying her bóveda. She bought the books that I had her buy, some cascaria. She started cleaning herself. My ganga told me don't even clean her because she don't belong in my tierra. She didn't belong in Palo. She does not belong in Palo. So my ganga told me don't even touch her. Don't even bring her to your house. Don't clean her. Don't do nothing for her because she can do it herself. Her spirits were strong enough to do anything for her. So. Her spirits were like, no, Hector can't, you know, put her hands on her. So I don't want her in the tierra religion and in the Palo religion. And no la quiero en esa tierra. O sea, she doesn't belong in Palo. And I kind of explained that to her, but it was kind of, it's a little difficult when, you know, all of a sudden you go to a reading and somebody tells you, hey, you don't belong here. It's a little overwhelming, but I was hoping she understood what I was telling her, and she did everything I told her. She bought the bóveda, she bought this, she started doing her cleanings. I showed her how to do her cleanings. I showed her like 3 or 4 different types of cleanings that my ganga wanted me to show her. And She called me up like maybe 3 days after the last time I talked to her, and she just told, no, actually she didn't call me. She texted me. She's like, "Hey, you know what, Hector? I just want to get cured. You know, I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm not gonna do this. I'm sorry. Thank you for helping me. I know you try to help, but I'm just gonna go back to the doctor." So, I mean, like, the point I'm trying to say is you can't help everybody. I mean, sometimes people, it's just not their time, you know. Like this girl here, this lady here, she was born with a beautiful gift, and she's just. I think when I was talking to her through the phone, she was just really into it, and then all of a sudden, she just. I think somebody talked to her. Maybe her husband or somebody talked her out of it. Her other friends, or I don't know what happened, but. Hopefully, I'm hoping she goes to another palero or a spiritista where they could tell her, "Hey, you know, you have to do everything I told you to do, and if not, you know, it's just not your time. You can't save everybody, man. You can just, all you can do is you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. You know, I did my part. You know, I felt like I had to do a little bit more, and then my girlfriend's like, "You know what, Hector, you did your part. You know, I did my part, and you know." Hopefully she, you know, I mean, the thing is that her spirit got her sick, you know, because her spirit wanted her to start doing spiritista work, start doing medium work. And she just, I don't know, she just got convinced. I'm sure it wasn't herself because her spirit's there with her. I'm sure somebody else, maybe whoever influences her life, her husband, her mom, somebody probably got scared that don't know nothing about what she's been going through her whole life. I mean, this lady's 40 years old, so everything I told her, she knows. Like, I would tell her, "You can see spirits." And she's like, no. And then after, she's like, "Yeah, I can see everything, man. They come talk to me, and I'm scared, and this and that. I don't know what it is. Es el diablo," she started saying. I'm like, "It's not the devil. That don't even exist. It's you can see, you have a gift, you know, and it's pretty scary, man." Like, you know, she, imagine when she was a kid, she must have been freaked out, you know, because her mom's like, pray. That ain't going to help, you know. You got to tend to them. And the negative spirits, you got to push them away. Or sometimes you're born to work with negative spirits. And, you know, you work with negative spirits. That's your thing. You know, we're all different. We're all here for a reason. We're all in zombies, children, you know. We're all part of him. We all have power, man. Some of us are dreamers. Some of us have really, really, really hard dreams to where they come true, you know. Some of us can only hear and we're blind. You know, some of us can see and we can't hear nothing. You know, some of us can feel them. Some of us can see them like they can see any but individual in the world. You know, we're all different, you know, and we're all here for different reasons. Just like this lady here that I consulted, she's not here for Paulo. My Nganga's like, "Don't even bring her to the house. She doesn't belong here." You know what I kind of felt? I felt like she was going to get overwhelmed with what I have in my house, my altars. Because there's people that come here and they feel them. So, especially people that are born with that gift of vision, and they can feel them. I've had people come walk through my door and be like, "Damn, you got a big old guardian right there in your front door just protecting you." That's another thing. When you're in the religion, you gotta have your house. There's a bunch of rituals and that you have to do for your monanzo, because since this is a monanzo, it's a house of works. So we get attacked a lot. So you gotta have a lot of protection. You know, you gotta get your four corners tied. I'll have a podcast on how to tie your four corners. I won't give out secrets, but I'll just give you like a little how to. And then you gotta have your guardian. You gotta have a guardian on your front door. That's another type of ritual you do, and a bunch of protections you gotta do. And then other than that, you just guide yourself with your Nganga, and he'll tell you what to do, when to do what. Like that one podcast I was talking about when I came home from work and I was there for a few hours with my Ganga. He didn't want to close, and I was like, "Something's wrong." He's like, "Yeah, you gotta feed your corners." So I had to feed my corners, and I do this, do that, all kinds of stuff. So whoever had their eye on my house that they wanted to break in, it just that ritual I did, it just got that person's brain and just made them look another way, like, don't look at my house, you know. That's the way the spirit world works, you know. When you do your stuff, you have your protections, you have your makutos. If you could come to my house and it comes on in a consulta that you need a resguardo, some type of spiritual protection, it's a little amulet that I can make for you, you know. It has a bunch of secrets in there, and you carry that with you all times, and that'll protect you from spiritual wars that you have on you. Like, that say somebody don't like you and they do bad stuff, they turn on them nasty candles and put your name in there, and then the amulet will protect you, you know. They want you to have a car accident, or they want you to fall or something, you know, and die, and you just fall and scrape your knee or something, you know, stuff like that. There's a bunch of stuff. This religion is extremely profound. There's a lot of works to do. I mean, it gets very in depth with a lot of rituals that we do. I mean, protections and rituals and good stuff and bad stuff. It's like I said, this religion is it was created by Nsambi, and it's an old religion from the Bantu in Africa before it was Africa, and it has a lot of rituals that are extremely profound, man. It's never ending, man. You keep learning all the time, you know. I learned something this week. I did a reading on this person, and sometimes when the practitioner does readings, those readings also they'll speak to you too, like for you, you know. Like, say you do you're doing your divination with the shells, and then the shells pop out a certain number, and that number will be like, hey, you know, you gotta watch out with this. Sometimes that message is for the practitioner, you know, and you gotta know what's what, who is, you know, the message for. It could be, you usually it's for the person you're consulting, but that you're reading, but sometimes they're for you. When it hits you, when you see something that comes out and something pops in your head, and you know that's not for that person, it's not for him, it's for you, you know. Sometimes things come out, you know, things come out that, like, I need a protection for something, or I need this, or I need a cleaning, or they won't let me close unless I do certain things, either for myself or the person that I'm consulting. This is it's a beautiful religion, man. It's extremely strong. It's beautiful. It's a lot of people, like I say over and over in my podcast, man, a lot of people, I've been to some ganguleros houses or I've seen videos that you're at a gangulero house, and for some reason they make it seem like you're in a scary movie, you know? Like skulls and this and bones and this and that. Woo. Like, it's not that, man. This is a beautiful religion, man. It's good and bad. It's, you know, created by Nsambi. God himself created this exactly the way he created the world, you know. The world works in the binary code, and that's the way the Palo Briyumba works, you know, in codes and numbers, and it all adds up, you know. And powers and energy, the forces of nature and kisis. Your infume, your spirits, your ancestors, you know. Some of my ancestors used to work palo, you know, hundreds of years ago. I don't even know how many years ago, but it must have been a long time, because, you know, our ancestors, a lot of them come from Africa. So if you go far enough back, you know, so my ancestors that walk with me are, you know, they used to work palo when it was original. In the original times, in the original Congolese times, and when they used to walk barefoot and just be beautiful, humble people, you know, trying to help humanity. I'm sure there was a lot of negative stuff also, just like there is right now. But I mean, you just, you know, you walk how you're supposed to walk. You know, if you're supposed to do good, you do good. If you're supposed to do bad, you do bad. If you're here to do both, like me, I'm here to do both. I do bad stuff. I do negative works, you know. Like I said, when it's in the justice of the spiritual realm, when they let me know, hey, you can do that, boom, balls out, I do it, and it feels good. Also, you gotta be careful with the people you read, like I said on the last podcast that I had, I said when you go get a consultation, when you get a reading, make sure you go by yourself, because this reading here with this lady, the shells told me that she had a kid, but that kid was not the father. The person she was with, he was not the father of that kid. So I just told you that this was a phone conversation. It was a phone conversation, and I, like, throughout the reading, I kind of heard the husband, the boyfriend. I heard him a little bit in the background. So when the shells popped out, it came out that she had a kid from another guy. And I asked her, I told her, hey, do you have kids? She said, yeah, I have two kids. And then I'm like, are you married? She's like, well, we've been together for 20 years. And I'm like, they're both his kids. She's like, yeah. I said, okay. I just left it at that. I didn't, you gotta also be careful, because just imagine, okay, they're home and she's sick and she's talking to a tata, and the tata's like, hey, one of them kids is not his. You know, imagine the craziness that's going to pop out of that, you know? So sometimes you gotta be careful on what you say to people. Like, if they're alone, go balls out, tell them everything they gotta, no matter what they deny, you gotta tell them, you know. But when they're phone conversations, you don't know who's around, and you don't want to cause no problem. This lady is calling me for help. You don't want to, I felt like telling her, but I just, like, I'm gonna leave that one alone, you know. If she ever comes back, I'll tell her, but I mean, if it popped out, that means, you know, we got to tell them, but you don't want to cause problems. I hope I'm making it clear. You know, you guys got to be careful out there. Choose your words, because sometimes you can scare people and, you know, they run and they're like, this is all bullshit. Or you never know, the guy's violent and he just always thought it wasn't his, and he had that in the back of his head, and then, you know, he beats her up or something, and it's going to be, it's not going to be your fault, but kind of, you know, because you got to watch your words, what you say to people. That popped up, but I chose not to tell her. I'm going to end this podcast. This is episode number 11. You have any questions, you can text me at 702-814-3140. Text only, please. I have an Instagram also. It's called Sticks and Bones, STICKS_BONES. That's my Instagram. You guys could hit me up, send me a message, check out my post there. It's a bunch of Paulo stuff that I post. I post a lot of podcasts so people can watch and stuff like that. You could email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com, STICKSANDBONES7@gmail.com. TikTok is Gangulero7. You guys hit me up, message me if you have any questions. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.